It's 20 years since Timor-Leste's vote for independence, but the country is still one of the poorest in Asia. With one of the youngest populations on Earth, unemployment is chronically high. So much so, Timorese are leaving in droves to work overseas, fearful they may never find work in their own country. Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
It's Monday morning in downtown Dili. A crowd gathers outside the Portuguese embassy. I want to get a Portuguese passport, says Inocencio Freitas. As soon as I have one, I'm going abroad to find a job. Like most Timorese born before independence in 2002, Inocencio Freitas has the right to apply for Portuguese citizenship. He's been unemployed 5 years despite finishing a school education, and he sees his only hope for work overseas. I can't get a job here. There are no opportunities, he says. Thousands of Timorese are working or studying abroad. Most head to Europe, South Korea and Australia. Many find jobs in chicken factories in the UK. Others have short-term visas under Australia's seasonal labour scheme. It's impossible to resolve the unemployment problem in this country, says one former MP, Leandro Isaac. 2 decades after independence, Timor-Leste has struggled to create jobs for a rapidly growing workforce. Half the population is under 20, three-quarters are under 35. Even those who find work are paid low wages in mostly menial jobs. Our young people are strong, they're willing to work, but they're just selling phone cards on the street. Many Timorese lack even basic skills. Countless new schools have been built, but often they lack facilities or good teachers. Nor are there industries to employ them. The government is sinking much of its wealth into infrastructure like ports and roads at the expense of more labour-intensive industries. Last year, the government pledged to create 60,000 new jobs, but Secretary of State Juliao da Silva admits many of them may actually be overseas. Where these jobs and opportunities will come from is inside East Timor, he says, and also from outside the country. Timor-Leste recently signed an agreement with Australia to expand job opportunities for young Timorese in regional areas, allowing them to work in Australia for up to 3 years. A similar scheme exists in South Korea. And as long as there are opportunities like these, with higher incomes than they can earn at home, young Timorese like Inocencio Freitas will continue to head overseas. This is Anne Barker in Dili for AM.